State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is. DJ Scream is here. Big Bank is here. You know what, Bank? Today you're going to introduce everybody because I don't know everybody's name. Go for it, Bank.
The fam in his
big. The fam is in
Big Facts. Yes, sir.
There you go. What's up, fam?
What's going on?
What's up with everybody? What's the good word of the day? You know how we got to start it off. What's the good word for today?
Accountability.
See, we talk about that shit all the time.
Well, we got to talk about it. That's just the word.
Well, look it up. What it is?
What is accountability? What's the definition of accountability?
The fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. Their lack of accountability has corroded public respect.
All right, so what you want to say in
which
respect
one
to
that is?
Accountability.
You know, we go to the
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Pull up the Urban Dictionary.
So these folks understand what they did, man.
Right. Accountability. What is accountability in the Urban Dictionary? Big Facts Friday.
What's your definition of accountability?
Being responsible for your shit.
Damn,
whatever you do, you got to be responsible for this shit. That's what it say?
It has some bullshit as first definition.
It definitely has some bullshit.
What it say?
I believe in the Urban Dictionary. And
what
this
is
right
generally
here.
Lacking in the chambers of Congress and the boardrooms of Fortune 500
corporations. Look at screen face. Look at screen.
What?
It's some bullshit.
Accountability.
What is lacking in the government is basically, that's what it says?
Yeah, yes. Basically.
No, accountability is being responsible for the shit that you do. So whatever you do is a cause and effect. You got to stand.
Yeah.
That's what accountability is.
Even if it's some bullshit.
You got to take responsibility. But see, motherfuckers will do some bullshit and try to blame it on every circumstance instead of just only like, I did some bullshit.
That's why I was going to say that. Victim mentality.
Exactly. What's mentality?
Victim mentality.
Oh, the victim mentality.
That's everybody. That's everybody play victim, man.
Everybody, what you mean?
Mostly.
Some people know how to say I fucked up.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody else, I mean.
Majority. What?
And the second word of the day, narcissist.
Y'all call what y'all want to call me.
Here we go.
I said I was.
You definitely said you were a narcissist.
But some of that shit I ain't. In that.
He's not a narcissist.
He's not all the
he
way.
He said he has narcissistic
traits.
Ways.
No, traits.
I got it.
I do.
We all have narcissists.
Y'all say if a nigga got them, if my girl come say something to me and she caught me cheating or some shit, and I be like, well, I'm cheating because...
Because you ain't
suck
doing
my
it.
Dick how I want you to.
Yeah.
Y'all say that's a narcissist.
Narcissist. Yes.
How? That could be my reason for real.
No, that's some bullshit.
Because if you want your dick, bro. Instead of just saying I cheated because I cheated.
Exactly.
I cheated because what if I done told you?
Right.
Bro.
You didn't tell
What me. If I done told you?
Yeah.
What about you ain't doing the shit how I want you to do it.
It's messed up. You all, he can't have expectations.
What about his feeling?
Right? Oh, some bullshit. Mar- already.
So if you got a reason, you're a narcissist.
No. We're not saying that.
It's like manipulation.
If my wife can tell me anything that I'm lacking, me as a husband, I'm going to try my best to pick up on it.
Okay, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So, because yes. I don't want you looking for shit else. That you know what I'm saying?
When we talk about
we're
it.
We're talking about the lack of accountability.
That's what I'm saying. If I tell you, I ask you.
But if you didn't tell her, that's what we said.
You're never going to go
and then you got caught. And now you got a reason. Instead of just saying, I fucked up, I got caught.
Ain't no reason afterwards. I'm just not taking accountability.
Exactly. Thank you.
Like, I'm just gonna be you tripping.
You tripping.
That didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
It's right there. Why you had to catch me? Didn't happen.
Like, why you had to catch me?
Why, so that, why you looking for?
You should have been minding your business.
Who told you to do that?
Wow.
I saw something in your phone. Why you go through my phone?
Where have you ever done that?
So I'm saying that's wrong. Straight up. You feel yes, like that's wrong. For a nigga feel like you shouldn't go on my phone. Huh?
What if a female?
I ain't going to your phone. I ain't going to your phone. Why?
You never went nobody.
No.
We ain't talking. So the
because I know whatever in there, I don't want to see it.
You said that before. Even if it ain't shit. Even if it ain't shit, I'ma see something. I'ma think it's shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now you're gonna run yourself crazy. Yeah. I'm too petty.
We've been down.
So I see anything like a heart fade, bitch. What that mean?
Yeah.
So why I mean looking at that?
Yeah.
We've been down this road.
I agree. I say
and to me, that like my phone.
I agree. I should go.
That like you still like going to somebody. So what just make me?
You know why she went through the phone?
She was already looking for
female intuition. We don't talk about that shit. Yeah, she already knows female intuition.
See what they can do.
Fact.
No, that's some bullshit.
Fact.
Sometimes that's the truth.
But if you feel like they're doing something,
I
really
want to
go out, I'm
going
to go out. You can't.
People, though, we talked about
that.
Then
when I get caught up or about my shit, I'm
going to
tell you.
What you did.
What you did.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
We narcissists, too.
Definitely. Why are you in my phone
sus.
For one?
Sus.
Because we already know. We just need it.
That's what we always say. They already know.
You know when you're already knowing.
Not always. Because I think of the worst shit about everybody.
There's an exception to every rule.
So how you always
women
know?
Be
we
knowing shit.
Worse than y'all. Y'all would just go to the gas
no,
station.
They are yeah. insecure.
Wow. The way and on the way
because it's that easy for real.
Because you know what
that easy for real.
Nobody wants to say that, but that shit come in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
And some niggas just don't know how to play it off smooth. Like, y'all be looking guilty.
Y'all ever been
how a nigga look guilty? He ain't did shit.
No.
That's that shit when female be wrong. That ain't intuition.
That's not guilty.
Most niggas be looking guilty.
Love don't care about trust. And what's trust without love?
I mean, shit, you can love somebody and they can kill you. So, I don't think love got nothing to do with trust. Trust is a whole different emotion from love. Trust will fuck love up.
It's a good topic. What's that? Love versus trust? Huh? Love versus trust? Is that a topic?
Yeah.
Love versus trust.
Love versus trust. Is that what she said? That's what
she
said?
I don't think love care about trust. I don't think either of those
have never.
But if you ain't got trust, how you got some?
You cannot trust somebody and love them to death. That's why you looking for
them. Really?
That is so true. That's so true.
That's a big fact.
That's a fact.
All big facts.
That's a fact.
But I love a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I can't debate with that.
Nah, that's
the
truth, bro.
That's how can you, when you trust in something, you really making yourself, putting yourself in a vulnerable state.
Yes. You're showing a weakness, too.
Other than what your mind really telling you about something. That's what trust is.
But you don't think, like, trust.
You got all these other emotions.
You don't think trust plus love is like an inseparable bond if you do have both of them together? If you can have both of them together?
But how you going to have it together, though?
Trust
in this world we live in.
Trust is a bonus to love. Like, you can love somebody, but you don't trust them. But if you trust them, shit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't trust me.
That's a bonus.
Shouldn't trust
me.
No,
trust is the bonus. Yeah, trust is the bonus.
So love is the bonus.
But wouldn't trust come with unconditional love? Because if you love somebody unconditionally, if you love somebody unconditionally, you trust them with all of you. Like, you can't sit here and say
but
like.
But there's different types of trust in relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
I trust that you won't goddamn.
I can trust you with this money, but I can't trust you to go goddamn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I could trust you that I can go to sleep around you.
Yeah. Man, a nigga trust a nigga to go bust all kind of fight with you, but you won't tell him what that second.
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean,
trust.
Yeah. All right.
Different levels, different kind that's of trust.
Yeah, it's different.
So
okay.
Can you trust everybody the same?
No.
No.
Hell no.
You got to care about it different.
You gotta care.
You gotta weigh him, put your ass on
situational.
That scale.
Yeah, situational. It's
a whole lot of scales.
Weigh him up.
But ain't trust and love just security in a relationship? So if you don't trust that person, how you feel secure with them?
It's just that's crazy. That's what a different type
that
of trust.
That nigga that smart.
That's what a different type of trust come in at though.
Yeah, different type.
But that's what I'm saying. Hold up. But the thing is, the first foundation of trust is like you intruding into like my phone. Go back to that, right? You're not secure with us yet.
And I don't trust
you. Bitch gonna go through your phone forever.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's emotional, man.
Yeah.
Certain shit just gonna be... Cause
it just depends, yeah.
Do you think people that don't trust people don't really trust themselves?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
It
depends.
Nah. I think it's 50-50.
It could be the shit you I know the shit I do. That would make me like,
that could be part of it
too.
But that's sometimes it's just the shit. Sometimes it's just the shit people been through.
Experience is the best teacher. So that's what shit you've been through, you'll be like, I ain't going for that. I don't seen it before. Like, hell no.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, hell big facts. Yeah.
I already seen it. Not even you. It could have been in your household where you done seen your uncle or your people went through it. You be like, oh, that didn't turn out right. Yeah. So I ain't going down that way.
With other situations and some shit where it's just like, nah.
But don't you think, like let's just say friendships or business relationships or even relationships, like, don't everybody kind of deserve a clean slate? Ain't that kind of, I feel what you're saying. I agree, because I'm that way.
No clean slate. I think with anybody, any relationship,
that's going to make it hard.
You got to get your respect.
You got to earn it for sure. But so how you going to get a clean slate? You going to start day on the bullshit?
Yes.
So you start day one.
Everybody on bullshit until they prove they not on bullshit.
Nah, I can go for it. You give people a clean slate and a lot of them.
No, not opening up. I'm just saying. You just be somebody and be like, they a fuck nigga.
No, not everybody.
Not everybody.
You know somebody
you can
bullshit.
Prejudge everybody off energy.
Everybody off energy, I know if you a fuck nigga or not, man.
Because I done seen you before.
But you can be wrong. It's somebody else, but you can't be wrong.
You can be wrong.
But what you rather be?
You rather be protected.
I'd rather be wrong.
Rather be wrong and protected. I can dig that.
Nah, you really can't be wrong.
You can't be wrong. You don't see me. You ain't never been wrong either way.
You ain't never thought somebody was solid and they end up being some bullshit. Oh, vice versa.
Yes, so you
can be wrong.
Nah, you can be wrong.
But now you can show me real for a long time.
So you wrong.
So they go to a situation.
They just never showed you no flaw or no fake shit.
Yeah.
They just always had it covered up.
That's a fact.
Until they got around, like I get around screen, I be fakey fuck. I get around big, hell no, I'm putting my shit. We suited and booted.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can't, you know what I'm saying? That's how a nigga do, depending on who the people they around.
I done prejudged some nigga before. Women, people, kids, everybody be like, damn, you ain't who I thought you were.
Yeah.
Like, if I knew you from Instagram or just hearing people, then I meet you and be like, nah, I fuck with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You can be wrong.
You can be wrong.
You definitely be wrong.
But you ain't wrong.
Somebody else.
If I didn't know
information that you got.
You said if I done been around you and smelt the vibe, then I ain't wrong.
You ain't wrong.
No, you ain't wrong.
But somebody else done told you they planted this seed in your head.
But even if you smell the vibe, it ain't what you think it is, but you see that. Damn, okay, damn, they
wasn't
like I thought they was. You was wrong. Like, it's niggas
I met.
I thought they was fuck niggas. They
ended
up being cool as fuck.
It can happen.
I mean, show me a fuck nigga.
I'm going to
give all opportunity in the world. I ain't going to judge until you show me.
That's fair.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's just like a relationship.
You can't say that, though. You can't say that, though. You always watching a nigga with your third eye. So you already thinking he'll fuck nigga.
I'll bet.
Oh, fuck who you be.
That's human tendency.
You gotta do certain shit. Like,
you just being cautious.
You gonna look at your rear view. You gotta look at your rear view. You gotta do that.
I've been done seeing this shit so many
times. Everybody in here gonna have so many variations of this shit.
Well, everybody fuck niggas.
Yeah. Until you tell me.
Until proven otherwise.
Yeah, until proven.
Guilty to proven innocent.
Yeah, like, it come with the territory. Like, nigga be worried about they ops, bro. You better worry about regular shit going on. There's regular shit going on. Like, not no op shit. Niggas just getting their ass blamed and robbed and all kind of shit about, what you call it? Random.
Random. Yeah. Civilians.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Shit, this shit randomly happened.
It's what?
Randomly.
Randomly.
Man, nigga, better got now. The world.
Randomly.
Like, I ain't saying person. The world, to me, the world is some fuck shit right now.
No, for sure. For sure. Big facts.
Ain't no morals.
Yeah, it's over with. There's no rules.
Because everybody looking out for themselves.
Yeah. Nobody else.
Damn, yeah. This might fuck up this whole generation of family and shit. But I don't give a fuck. I benefit from it. So, shit.
Yep.
That's how niggas moving.
I mean, you just cuss around old people like, my bad, you don't even
see that.
You don't see that
no more.
They cussing around old people, jumping on them.
You don't even see people get up when they see old people walk in no more. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I seen this video on social media. I ain't never wanted to punch a kid so bad in my life. This little kid kick his grandma, kick her down.
I wanted to go
and somebody was recording this shit.
I wanted to go through the stream.
And then they start. It was like two or three of them. They start jumping around. I'm like, what the? I ain't never wanted to hit a kid so bad in my life. He's screaming over it too,
bro. I would have told his ass up. He would have kicked my grandma.
He couldn't have been.
I don't care whose son this is. I would have told his ass up. He would have kicked my grandma like that. Now see your mom and dad. Let them come see me too.
They next.
The shit he did to that lady. I would have beat that boy ass.
Hold on. Nah, he just got the nut. Just say what you say.
I'm like that mama and daddy for you. That's a kid being a kid. And nobody stepping in and teaching that kid. Their mom and dad clearly not teaching them nothing, but y'all are like, oh, these kids.
I can't blame
them.
I thought you said what the grandma did.
What? What the granny did?
Boy, you some bullshit, man. Man, what the what?
You saying grandma deserved
that?
That's fucked up.
Basically, that's what he said.
That's what you say. Basically saying though.
My mama fucked that on.
No, he's saying that they learned that type of behavior from the parents. But
parents had already been doing that to the grandma.
Yeah, because shit, the kids is only gonna do what they see the parents doing. Shit, as
not even that. They just knowing
some of them fuck. They be having demons in them though. You,
on God,
grandma pulled the goddamn. See, my grandma would dip. She'd have popped him.
Yeah. My grandma would have shot me too.
Shot, man.
Straight up. My grandma, they scrap.
Scrape him up.
Yeah.
Scrape him up.
Like, these kids ain't scared enough, bro. I used to be scared when I go home, bro.
The shit was so.
That age, like.
The shit. That shit was so crazy, bro. She got damn boom. Kicked grandma in the stomach. Like, bro, nigga need to get.
Man, he kicked that lady down, man.
Down.
Fell.
For real, man. I ain't see that shit,
bro. You don't want to see another video where they jump the teacher?
They jumped the teacher.
That
shit
happened
to me.
They jumped the teacher. He was one on one. Those kids was strong. He let him whoop his ass. I didn't let him do nothing.
Yeah, let the teacher let the kid whoop his ass.
They was flipping beanbags over his shit.
That kid whooped your feet.
The kid's bad as fuck. And they get it from their family.
Look at him.
They get it from the family.
Because the mama came up there and still wanted to ass off.
Exactly. She's like, well, what you do to make him do that?
What?
I quit. I'm done.
Oh, I quit.
Exactly.
What's the end game for all this shit? We saying the world is fucked up. Right, but what's the end game? Where are we going?
I mean, at this point,
pray, take care of your pops.
Yeah, take care of your people.
They went over the edge.
Yeah, all the way over.
All the way.
Pray and take care of your people, especially your ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Number one. That's the number one rule.
This shit different from what I've been seeing.
And be kind to whoever you can, whenever you can.
Good character.
No,
we call that good character. You gotta have good character.
I mean, it depends on what's happening in the given scenario, right?
Do y'all believe in giving the same energy back, good or bad?
No. What you mean? Like they give it to you first?
Yeah, like just whatever, like good or bad, just match energy. Whatever you want, I'm on.
Match your
energy.
I feel like any other person kind of like controlling you if you match.
No, well, you can give them. You ain't got to give them the worst energy, but you can just kind of reciprocate it without playing yourself.
Yeah, I match energy.
But what if they overdoing it?
Right, like they
trying to make you. You got to be smarter.
As long as it's not.
You got to be smarter not to.
Go to the limit.
Because then they win.
Don't put yourself in a situation where you get killed or you got them get incarcerated forever. But outside of that shit, you know.
Did you join in the circus for real at that point?
Tip Son again. A nigga making you angry is. Remember what Damani said?
feel lame.
He feel lame.
I'm just saying, like,
how you gonna get a nigga up off you?
Oh, we're not talking about that. If a nigga on you, got that.
He on bullshit.
Yeah, that's
I ain't talking about no clown shit. I ain't saying, I'm talking about, like, energy. Like,
energy, man.
You know he don't fuck with you. Do you continue to try to fuck with a nigga?
No.
You go handle your business.
I
match
that energy.
You don't gotta deal with him. Shit, don't deal with him.
Yeah, I just match
that energy. I definitely match energy. I don't know. I can't change it. That's just how I am. I match you.
Man, fuck these niggas.
Yeah.
What about with female? With your girl, you think, and to your, with your dude, do you goddamn play it how she play it or play it how he play it? Like,
no, as a man,
nah, you just throw
that. I'm not being petty.
As a woman, sometimes we purposely petty. Like, I ain't gonna lie to
you.
Always. I can't deal with nobody.
So you
like,
can't
we
sit,
know what's gonna make
you can't go.
We
can't
like,
go there.
Women
and
test
with like,
it.
We just can't,
know
you can't. You can't get
someone.
Tangled up with the female shit. You just
yeah,
got
some women.
You gotta look over there. You gotta be
a man. Can't take us serious.
Just keep it
to
play all the time.
But no purpose.
What you say? What you say?
A man shouldn't take his girl serious all the time.
Nah,
on purpose we gonna press your buttons.
I do. Sound like some bullshit.
No, that's
bullshit. Yeah, that shit serious.
Like, why would you do that? Somebody that you supposed to love.
Average girlfriend. I try not to push buttons and stuff. We get arguments on me,
I ain't saying like on an argument shit. Like I ain't saying like push your buttons on like to fight and make shit serious. But like you know,
but I know
like
girls that do that purposely.
No, not to fight. I ain't saying I don't fight with niggas and all that shit. I ain't with none of that.
Physically.
I don't do none of that. I'm talking about like not
yeah.
even on no
but
arguing
just
shit. Just being
shit.
Petty.
Like
I know. Yeah, I know. Like he over there doing
extra.
This and I'ma slam those just
extra.
Because I know it's gonna make
yeah,
them
we call
look
that
up.
Extra.
Or I'ma hit him behind the head. Like you girls do shit to
yeah,
be petty. Like we do shit just to be petty, just to get a reaction.
Is that just a nigga to see if he weak type shit?
Not necessarily the
certain brothers don't play like that though. Certain people
attention.
Do and certain
yeah,
people
yeah,
don't.
It's more so attention.
You,
like,
do
yeah, you do that to certain niggas. Like,
yeah,
certain brothers don't
niggas.
Play like
yeah,
that.
We
like,
nipping that shit in the butt. Hey, he's slamming the goddamn doors and shit. They still.
Yeah, so I don't play like that.
Fuck wrong to you upset?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get to the bottom of this shit.
Yeah,
what's
right.
Going
yeah,
on?
Down. Put that shit. Put it on the scale.
Get it, Teddy, too. I'm going to slam some doors to this. I don't know. I'm matching.
I don't really play like that.
Yeah. I mean, I match energy, too, so. I'm with the matching of the energy.
I match energy because I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you on bullshit, I'm on bullshit.
Right. You all right?
Why
yeah.
Why you... Why
we doing this?
Yeah.
I got some shit going on.
You mad,
me.
I'm mad. So now what?
I know you don't like nobody.
Yeah, what
well, you
got
shit going on in me?
Yeah, let me know what's going on, though, because you mad at me and I don't know
what's going on.
Is.
Yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if you can't read the energy, though?
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know them complex people are like, damn, I don't know what they on. They just
I think at that point different. It's a talk. It's communication. You should
you talk about a relationship?
Just general.
If I just can't read your energy, I don't know. I just shit.
You gonna assume it's bad?
I ain't gonna let you read mine either, huh?
You gonna return it, man?
Yeah.
You return.
You did. You something? I gotta be something else. Being like, you too sleek, kid.
Right? Exactly.
Nah, but for real, I don't know, man. This shit just. I know we ain't gonna turn shit to a relationship, but I just be thinking like, do you niggas supposed to match their energy of their female or like just even if you came in the house. And your girl's in there acting like she don't want to be bothered. Do you goddamn, babe, what's wrong? Do you do all that or what?
No, women.
Now you gotta ask everybody what they'll do though. You gotta ask everybody like,
yeah, what you do, Tata?
Like me, like you saying, like my if I come in and have my girl acting out like that,
yeah,
I'm just off top. I'd be like, yeah, you all right? Just to see if she all right. If she act like she don't want to talk, then I'm like, shit, I'm going there smoking. Go to sleep or something. She don't want to be bothered.
As a girl that sometimes, we want you to like chase. That. Like, it's the, just do it like once or twice. I ain't going to do it like all night. Like, sometimes as a girl, you want to be like, man, come, you know what I'm saying? Like, these girls be just wanting a little chase a little bit. Man, I don't think woman, it's an all night thing.
When you
if she doing it all night, then I'm with you. Go smoke.
Like an adult. I'm being
plain. Most of the time, it ain't even nothing that's really wrong.
Big.
Because I don't like big that shit. Because energy transfers and shit, right? So it's sometimes I don't even want to. If I know, if I ask you this question, you about to give me some bullshit, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not even going to call you back because I know you about to give me some bullshit. And it's going to fuck up my day. So protect my peace and protect my energy because I'm in a good space. I'm not even going to talk to you.
Well, we were talking about cooing in the bed.
That's the same shit. If y'all know your energy fucked up, if I sense your energy field is fucked up, I'm gonna avoid that motherfucker at all costs. When you're ready to talk, like an adult.
For women, get
I'll be here.
Women get
what about
three,
you, Ty?
Women get 3-4 days out the month hopes that they get kind of complicated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that time.
3-4 days out the month, it just ain't gonna make sense.
I just feel like
most women.
I just feel like me. If you acting like that, then we acting like that.
Yeah. I'm
going to
say some fuck shit at first.
See, I've been in this shit so long, like it's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, real shit. Like, what wrong? Like, what the hell? What wrong with you?
And yeah, it's a real concern. Like,
yeah, like, because if you upset, I feel like I'm the one made you upset.
What are you going to drag that on? Or are you going to ask
me? I'm going to say, what's wrong? What's wrong? I just don't want to be bothered. Okay, you don't want to be bothered, then shit. What I supposed to do? What you supposed to do?
I mean, I read goddamn this book called The Way of Superior Man.
Yeah, I got it. I just sent it to him.
They broke that shit.
They say you're supposed to do it.
You supposed to really, your girl.
Press up. You supposed to press.
You supposed to press up because she communicated that something's wrong and that she wants you to goddamn help.
Okay, but I'm saying when you do that, how long do you do that?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a limit. You feel me?
Once or twice. That's what I said. Once or twice.
Twice. Too good. Like,
really. Too good. Like, real good.
Too push.
Like, real good. Not the bullshit.
Like, what wrong with you?
Ask it
like that.
But she ready to talk.
Now
he don't
want to
talk.
Me neither. Exactly. Me neither. So how my feelings can't get hurt from that?
Yeah, your feelings can get hurt.
Like niggas ain't got feelings, though.
Yeah, 2 days later, I don't want to talk.
You
don't
want. Yes, you are right.
Huh?
You are right, but you ain't never had a day where you just want to be left the fuck alone, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all should be entitled to that day.
When you're in a relationship, you got to explain that to that person.
Yeah, you can't have
explain or tell.
Fucked up.
You got to explain. You got to say.
Explain or tell.
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 You got to tell.
Tell is different than explain.
Leave me the fuck alone today.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. You got to.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I deserve more than that.
You got to explain it too, Scream.
I deserve more than that. Hey, what's going on?
So you explain every time? You explain every time?
I'm gonna say something.
Yeah. Say something.
Well,
no, for sure. That's telling.
I'm gonna say something,
but
like,
you might not go in
it ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm gonna let you know it ain't got nothing to do with you.
There you go. That's fair.
That's the first thing I'm gonna say.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
So shit like that.
That'll end a lot of the drama in relationships. Motherfucker don't need me saying that.
No, hold on. As a woman, if you tell a woman it ain't got nothing to do with you, now she want to know, like, okay, now what's wrong now? Let me help you figure out what's going on. Who it got to do with you?
And why ain't your partner? Like,
my favorite line, I just be like, shit, I need some rest. I'm tired.
And there are certain shit that
even if I tell you, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. It's literally nothing that you're going to be able to do to help me with this situation. So instead of putting the negative shit that I'm dealing with on you, let me just tell them I'm tired. I need some rest. Let me work through my emotions. Motherfuckers do not know how to work through their emotions. I do. Let me relax. Let me figure this shit out, and then I'm going to get back to you when I'm in a better space.
What?
I'm gonna leave. He had to get that off his chest. He talking to somebody, y'all.
He talking. She heard you, yeah. She heard you, yeah.
She heard you. You can also overtalk.
She blocked me, bro.
Oh, she blocked me.
She don't see this. All right.
You can overtalk too. I don't know. Every situation, it's situational. But I feel what you said.
Big facts therapy group.
I feel what you said.
What you gonna do, Shrink?
What you mean?
You gonna keep pressing?
Nah.
How many times?
What's wrong with you? I don't feel like being bothered. All right.
Let me just slap.
What?
That ain't saying it's gonna be like that permanently, but I know that I got a fucked up temper, so sometimes it's just like I don't talk to nobody right now. To give me about 3 hours. You see what I'm saying? I do. Okay. People don't know, but I got fucked up temper. But it's like you might. Everybody done been so hot about some shit, regardless of what it is, that you just need, like you say, 10. It might be 10 seconds. You just might not feel like being bothered. I think everybody should.
I think
it's right.
The way you say it, though.
Not leave me the fuck alone.
Like if you're in a relationship,
yeah,
with a person,
the way you say it,
yeah, it's like
how you say it.
Because I had to learn that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't goddamn be the nigga just. Always stuck inside my own, you know what I'm saying, shit. Mm-hmm. So I have to understand when somebody else be stuck inside their shit because it might not be with me.
That's what I'm saying.
But okay, now this that's shit lingering saying. On, like.
Yeah, if it's lingering on, that's a problem.
Yeah, so, like, what do you do?
All you can do is try to address it. But if they don't want to talk about it, you can't make somebody talk about some shit they don't want to talk about. So shit. Does that mean that they don't love you or the trust is there and all the shit we were saying earlier? I don't think that means they just might. Some people can't express themselves.
That is there a time limit on that, though?
Nah, they
no,
might.
You know how you, some people the express themselves too much, and some people can't express themselves.
They might not just be able to express it to you.
Nah, some people can't express themselves, period.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Folks,
they just, you know what I'm saying? They might not be able to express it to you, and they don't know how you're going to take it.
Yeah, if you can't express yourself, period, you don't even need to be starting no friendships, no relationships.
Damn, that's fucked
damn.
Up.
Yeah, you can't. Damn,
but a friend person gonna be alone and depressed, bro.
You need to go work on that first, though. Yeah. Friendships and relationships.
You gotta get yourself right.
Yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, you gotta get yourself right.
Like, you can have friendships with people and not express yourself.
No, you cannot.
How? A lot of people love through that shit. Regardless.
Yeah, like people yeah, like what, yeah. Yeah. No, people they, like
how would they be stressed out?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that's a toxic relationship.
They're
gonna be stressed out, man. Their blood pressure gonna be high.
Bruh, if I don't know how to express myself and I'm not fucking with you right now, I don't know how to express myself, we're gonna stop fucking with each other. I'm gonna stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's gonna go. So you don't even need to make no friends right now. You need to go to therapy or some shit.
Or just learn how to socialize with people. Like, learn the basics before you start trying to get into some advanced shit.
Yeah.
Not some advanced shit. I don't think being having friendships are advanced. Like,
no,
I don't look at it like that. Like,
learning how to talk to people.
You might learn how to. You might have to get into a relationship to learn how to express yourself.
So you gotta use somebody else as your emotional.
Not using this is part of the shit.
That's fucked up.
Everybody had a first relationship.
That's fucked up.
Everybody had a first relationship.
Oh yeah, telling about somebody did you like that?
Yeah, he's going through a heartbreak right now, y'all.
Not right now, but I'm saying, but damn, don't make a nigga your emotional test. I'm like,
nah,
let me try some shit out.
All that shit is a test. When you start, when you it all is a test. Yeah, you gotta learn.
You should have relationships, but you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
You could should have serious ones. Is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't like. In relationships, because you don't know how to express yourself, I guess.
You should tell that person. You should tell that person, I don't know how to express myself. That's what you should do. That's the answer. Yeah.
That's expressing yourself.
And that's a fact, too.
If you tell you don't know how to express yourself, you don't even know how to do that, huh?
I was saying, like, that ain't fully expressing myself.
What
I'm
you
not
think
good
it is, what you think it is to make niggas not be able to express themselves?
I think for the most part, like, kind of. It's kind of our community, like, don't express yourself. Like, a lot of people just holding shit in. And I think now it's becoming cool, like, go get therapy, talk, bro, let it out, bro, because we don't see people, like, take their life.
Man, you nigga do this shit every day on Instagram, man. You know everybody going through on that Instagram page.
Especially Facebook.
Nah, that shit don't be what niggas really going through.
Yeah.
Nah.
You talking about like, on the story with a shit that you share.
Oh, you talking about that type shit. Yeah. Okay, some story shit.
Emotionally as fuck.
So but we don't see
him and his girl getting into it right now.
I can tell by they post.
Yeah. You see the memes and shit niggas be posting. Definitely, yeah.
But when I'm seeing people
saying, I definitely be trying to take pictures on my page when I get mad at them. Take this bitch on my page. Nothing else like that petty, like, take her down.
But we'll see take people appear to be happy as fuck too and take their own life.
No, that's some other shit.
Yeah. You know.
So don't talk about expressing themselves.
Just express. You saying that when they want to,
niggas,
they can.
No, niggas is doing that shit daily.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes just typing shit out, help get it out your body. Like, help get it off your emotion. Like, just type putting some shit on social media. It's kind of like a diary.
They definitely put it on Twitter.
But is that right now to be putting your relationship on Instagram or some shit?
There ain't no right or
that's
wrong.
That's what it was meant for.
That ain't therapy. That's therapy.
That's what it meant.
That's not what it meant.
That ain't what it meant
that's
for.
That's what it was meant for.
That's what they using it for.
Social media, like when social media first came, it was like, especially Twitter, it was there to express your thoughts, bro.
To put up your
like,
thoughts.
Like to put up your inner thoughts.
Not
like
all,
that's what it was
not
for.
All your
it
thoughts.
Had no limits. Like y'all just, the Twitter police just made it limits on how to express yourself. That's what it was there for.
You ain't never seen a post. Y'all ain't never seen a post or a tweet and been like, that motherfucker shouldn't have put that up.
Exactly.
Fact.
All the time.
You could have kept that to yourself, right?
I mean, granted, it's a lot of that, but who are we to decide how people should express themselves? Y'all talking about people expressing themselves, so now you're going to limit how a nigga express themselves? Like, oh, they can't express themselves this way because it's too much for us now?
It's a right and a wrong, though.
How is, no, it's not a right and wrong.
If me expressing myself
is
like, shit, I'm stressed already, I'm about to go spray some shit.
You can spray in the air. It's ways to do that. You can take your ass to the gun range.
You don't
want to
spray
in the air. It's ways to do that. No, what I'm saying is ways to do that.
So the question, what I'm saying is, y'all don't think that certain thoughts are better left in people's brain.
I agree to that. Yes,
so then don't put it on the virtual brain.
You can do what
I'm
you want
to do. You can do what you want to do.
You got to stand on that shit.
Accountability. Accountability.
Type of way when you open the door to invite people to judge you.
I agree.
Go back to accountability.
I agree.
Accountability.
I agree.
Go right back to
I agree.
What the motherfucking thing?
Right.
Yes. Choose your battles. If you're going to do it. If not.
Right.
That thing ain't meant for everybody.
Exactly.
That's why it's a such thing as a fucking diary.
Yeah.
This ain't meant for every motherfucking body, what I'm thinking right now.
You're right.
Big fact.
It ain't meant for everybody to put this shit on social media.
That's a fact, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Social media became niggas' diaries and shit.
We're not supposed to know everything.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to know everything about nobody. Me personally, I don't want to know everything. Like, some of that shit is for you and certain other people around.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll get my shit off on Twitter, though. I'll get my shit off.
You different.
Yeah, you different.
You different. You different.
The homie.
I just got that page back. I'm excited. I'm getting that shit off.
Like I just said, it's just what you want to invite out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What you willing to invite in.
Yeah.
You put that shit out.
I can't be mad when I get feedback.
Yeah, what that shit out there is exactly. Out there. They screenshot that shit right then.
Mm-hmm. It's permanent.
Look at this nigga.
It's permanent.
As soon as it go up, boy, they got some motherfuckers,
sure
boy.
What you tweeting, you won't be out there forever, I guess.
Huh?
I said, just make sure what you're tweeting worth being out there forever because it's going to be
everything you put on social media.
Yeah.
Man, they screenshot that shit, boy.
As soon as it go up.
But it's that motherfucker got the invisible eye blink button. Screenshot so fast, you just blink. And motherfucker screenshot your shit the fast. You put a fuck around, put a message up and delete that bitch in 10 seconds. Somebody got it into you.
Yeah.
But somebody got that motherfucker.
Cause niggas be knowing the shit you post like this and shit they'll delete.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna think about this and delete
niggas,
this.
Niggas got your notifications on. Every time you tweet, they get a notification. Bink.
Damn. It's crazy. You got to take accountability for your tweets and your grams and your stories and your posts and all that shit. What's on your mind, sad boys? What's on your mind, parlay?
Right? Y'all feel like the gender roles kind of reversed, like niggas acting more feminine and females acting more masculine now?
Nah, you nigga been acting like that. This shit is so cute.
He's trying to start some shit. He's trying to start some shit.
Back.
This shit ain't nothing new.
Yeah,
definitely.
Social media just made to put them thoughts out there to the public.
You're not supposed to know what this many niggas be thinking about, though, bro. Us as humans, we can't process that shit. Like, why do I know what all these niggas is really thinking?
I agree. Social media did create an information overload, though.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I agree.
Facts. You can say whatever on that motherfucking social media shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't like it for real.
Niggas get on social media and get to live out their wildest fantasies. They get to be whoever they wanted to be. Niggas be a bitch ass nigga in real life, but they'll be goddamn Wild Wild West Tommy gun on the internet.
Oh boy, you talking about all the rappers.
Oh shit.
Everybody, not just rapper, that shit everybody. That shit everybody, even kids, bro. Y'all see even the little white kids and shit. Like they tough as hell.
On the internet.
Some of these niggas will be trying to live up to that shit though in real life.
And that's where they get.
For real.
Man, they ain't getting punched out for real, man.
I ain't gonna lie, shit.
They don't even punch no more. Ain't nobody fighting no more. Ain't no fights no more.
Yeah, that's the problem.
High behind the keyboard. A lot of people high behind the keyboard. But I agree though. I don't think everybody, I don't wanna know everybody's thoughts and shit. So that's just me. Maybe everybody else do, but some people be putting too much up. Be too much. Not to even do this every episode, but even some of that Kanye shit, I'm like, bro, you can keep some of that shit.
Kanye don't care though.
Yeah. You don't.
It's a different way. He taking pure accountability for his tweets.
That is.
Big facts.
Fact.
He not understanding on his sheet. Standing on everything.
Right, and it don't affect him what people think.
Yeah.
I said that shit.
Yeah.
That was me. My page is not
he want niggas to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ain't trying to, like, I'm just putting this shit, I want niggas to know what I'm saying and I'm standing on. Yeah. How can you not respect that?
That real nigga shit.
That real nigga shit.
That real nigga shit.
That's just Kanye hater, bro.
No, Kanye I know. Hater.
I just don't want to know. Like some of that shit he be.
He wants some help.
He needs some help.
Is he wrong for what
he's
doing to
Pete
right now?
No.
Fuck Skeet. Y'all think ain't shit wrong with Kanye?
Yeah, ain't no wrong with Kanye.
He yourself. No, after the documentary, I get it. After I watched the documentary, I completely get it. Before that, I was a little bit, no, I get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
He know he be dope.
Yeah, he got plenty of sense.
Yeah, like a motherfucker. That nigga a genius.
Yeah.
He do this shit on purpose.
Kim know he throwed off. He told Kim he was going to do all of this.
What you
she
mean?
She watched him do it to other people. It was
like, he told her, you leave me, I'm going to make everybody go through hell. So she probably at the house laughing like, this nigga said he was going to do this stupid ass shit.
She said, nigga, too, huh?
Hold on.
Yeah, he going to shake back.
No, he good.
She they got to get that right one.
Right what?
Song?
Right bitch.
All the right ones, yeah.
Make him forget about it.
Yeah.
He keep getting
is it about her or the kids?
He gotta get another.
Is it about her or the kids?
This is crazy, huh?
You think it's about her or the kids?
Her.
You think it's her?
Yes. Them kids ain't going nowhere. Them his kids.
His kids. Nobody.
Let him tell her he can't see him and all this shit. That's what he's saying.
I'm saying the nigga going through. He first kid. You know, when you have for your first kid. You don't want no nigga around your kid.
Oh, for sure. We just said that. No, we just said that. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's simple. I don't like this nigga being around. I don't like this nigga. I don't want to be around my kids. Fucking.
Facts.
It's all it is. That's
all it is.
She should
honor
that. Because they y'all kids.
She don't. She doing everything but honoring that shit.
Yeah, you got to honor that. You're not the only parent. You got to know how to co-parent. A lot of people do not know how to co-parent or just don't want to.
But you shouldn't bring no nigga around no nigga kids and shit.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep saying, man, I don't like that shit.
Especially when y'all still married and shit.
They ain't
married no more.
One nigga divorced.
They grand divorced.
I don't think it's official.
Yeah, it's official. Like a what's
it? It's official.
She officially single.
She's single.
Not.
And this was driving Kanye the fuck crazy. Yeah.
I don't think he wanted like that.
She is.
He keep getting all these bitches that look like her. Shit, he might.
Maybe that's his type, Pete.
Nah, he get them hoes to dress like her, like they Barbies. Man. Man. Put this shit on.
She dress like Kanye. You mean dress like her?
He won't stop. He won't attack.
Nigga, if she didn't have
he definitely
nigga, he didn't know what nigga was. Kanye wouldn't be doing none of this shit.
I think so, nigga. Too.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, man.
If it was down, I think if it was down up under the rug and all that shit, he wouldn't give a fuck. He just feel like. Oh, I can't say how no nigga feel, but I would feel like, damn, you just
trying me public.
This nigga
trying me public.
Can't say how he feel, but it's my word ain't law no more. That's how he feel.
Bitch.
No, I'm saying like shit. Nigga, we was all wearing boots and shit when I was around them motherfucker. My kids, everything out there, military. Now my word ain't lost. She missing planes and doing all this. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, you playing with me. That's how you feel.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how I would feel. Mm.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot,
and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Maybe it's a retaliation of how he's been treating her. He started, you had girls everywhere with you. And
he was like the first one that went outside of the publicly.
All Birkin bags and all friends. And
did do that.
You know I'm kidding about these hoes.
I mean,
Here you go. You know I'm kidding about these hoes.
Were they around the kids?
Yeah, were they around the kids though? Yeah, were they around
the kids?
But were they around his kids though?
You don't use your kids to get to your.
But Skeet said, I mean, y'all got me calling this man Skeet. Pete said he ain't been around the kids.
That could be true.
He said he ain't been around the kids.
Oh, and now that different.
Who said he haven't?
Who said that?
Ain't he in the house?
That nigga lying.
He said I'm in the bed with your wife. He didn't say I'm in the house.
Oh, that shit. How you know?
In
the kids' house going on downstairs.
It didn't have to be in their house.
Yeah.
It could have been in his place.
Oh, yeah. It could be something.
He said I'm in the bed. He didn't say I'm at y'all house. He said I'm in the bed.
This nigga playing mind games too.
No, but I'm saying.
Everybody don't bring.
She got all that money. They be with the nannies.
Don't make it seem like it. Yeah, don't make it seem like it.
Yeah, he ain't around them kids.
Nigga say I'm in the hotel.
He tripping back
right.
TikTok. That's something he
looks at. Yeah, tell me the hotel.
Right.
He right for that TikTok shit though.
Yeah, if you don't want your daughter on social media.
Yeah, I agree with him on that.
If he, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, my daughter on TikTok.
He put on TikTok.
That nigga right about all that shit.
He ain't want her on TikTok, but Kim let her do it. And it paid.
Yeah. They don't need money that bad.
Everybody need money.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't say people don't need money.
And it's her own money. It's like her making her own bread.
I've been a part of the TikTok creator program. That shit do not pay like that.
You not a Kardashian.
You need millions.
You need millions.
Yeah,
you need what the fuck? What? You not a Kardashian.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna stop.
YouTube don't pay like this.
It don't.
But they pay YB them like this.
Oh, God.
That's YB.
That's Kardashian.
Northwest.
Yeah, how much money they got just off the first
I don't think Kanye
month?
Wrong for none of that shit.
I don't think he wrong.
He ain't wrong.
Me neither, because at the end of the day, you can't tell me how far to go. When you don't try to run me crazy, you can't tell me how far to go crazy.
They're right. Yeah. You can't stop.
You can't tell me how far to go. Like, okay, now that's enough.
Man, them folks knew what they was getting into, man.
Huh?
Both of them folks knew what they was getting into. He knew what type of woman she was.
We had a pack, though, Queen.
They had a pack. Who broke it?
He had a pack.
Who broke it?
I don't know.
Right.
They broke it.
Don't matter, but you know, I got a slight glitch, though, and you've been working with it. Work with it.
That's right.
Here you go.
I feel you. That's the Lord's side of it.
Goddamn. Just because I'm tripping, I'm flipping out this year, bitch, we going to get back, right? I'm going to snap back.
Right.
And what about she put that man through a lot, though. They didn't even try to be the president and everything. That shit kind of embarrassing.
How is that embarrassing?
Nigga touch Nick Foles.
He
be doing some real embarrassing shit.
He became a billionaire.
embarrassing, bro.
I'm
like,
the money, you guys. You still be.
Yeah, he was, man. He was sitting there talking about
how I'm embarrassed when I'm just showing you I can do anything.
Right. Like, no, he was talking about their personal family shit and his presidential
speech. That's what I'm talking about. That tweet.
Like, he was doing a lot of
shit. When he did that,
he was doing a lot of
that abortion shit.
Yeah, that abortion shit. He was saying, like, yeah, they thought about.
They didn't want to have North and
shit. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of crazy.
But it was just too much.
Yeah.
So you accept all the other bullshit he say, but you don't want to sell this?
He put it out there for the world. He ain't just telling me.
How y'all gonna tell me how crazy to be?
You said
I'm crazy. Y'all say I'm crazy. How y'all gonna tell me how crazy to be and keep on picking out little shit?
And you knew this. Exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah, nigga, I'm though.
Right. Nah, he knew it. She knew it. I feel you on that. She already knew it.
Yeah, they both knew it.
Yeah, he knew what she was. He knew that she would do some shit like the shit she doing now.
Watching that genius. Ain't that his name up?
Genius.
Donda was that boy power, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Watching that shit, that show you like, damn. It make you all over again, like make me feel like, damn, why that had to happen to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the way it happened, yeah.
A nigga had a different look in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit, mm-hmm. That shit crazy, bro. But the thing about it, you coming to my life as my queen, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Homie Jimmy, now he done told her all this, like, look, yep. I'm really fucked up, for real.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how I snap out of that the next day, and be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
You think he just done went too far and she ran that?
They should be one of them babies from these black boys anyway. They're just bottom line. I remember her sitting with Scottie Pippen's wife long time ago before she was even dating Kanye, and that was the topic of the conversation was get with him and have babies by him. That's what the whole conversation was about.
Damn.
They sure to go to living, they live in Calabasas. They sure to go to the best schools in the world. Like, the child support gonna be outrageous. Why would she?
You think
you're
gonna put him on child support?
Why would she?
Nah,
she
ain't
gonna put her ass on child support.
Nah, he ain't having too
much.
He already done paid that off.
How much
it is?
From somewhere for them goddamn four children.
Kim got it.
What
do they
gotta do with
anything? Kim is a millionaire.
A lot of women had it and still. Yeah, they had a lot of women had it and still.
They got the same lifestyle.
It doesn't matter. He's still gonna have to pay.
We talking about the courts. We ain't talking about how we feel. We talking about the courts.
I don't think he gonna.
And they probably have some type of.
I don't think she's gonna.
They probably. They're probably not gonna go on child support. They'll have a settlement. Yeah,
give her. Just put it there.
They'll put a number on it. They'll put a number on it.
He just not how much she would get if she never had no kids.
But he's just not gonna leave him out there. He gonna take care of his kids.
No, they gonna put a number on it a month that he gonna.
Oh, you gonna say me man? Court man?
Don't tell me. How y'all know? How y'all know all this?
Huh?
It's just life.
My folks.
Don't the rich actors and actresses, they still be putting each other on child support?
Yeah. But the court don't decide. They just go and have a settlement. And
but this nigga trying to take care of his kids. That's what he crying about, his kids.
You can still take care of their kids.
But you got to put me on child support for
they going to make him pay and still be like.
They still do that. You know that even in Georgia. It's a lot of niggas trying to see their kids and take care of their kids.
They going to make him pay. He still ain't going to be able to see
them. Yeah. His ain't his name, though.
Bro, he is seeing them kids. Y'all
no, I'm just saying, like, go through that shit. That man's seeing them doing kids. The same shit.
Why he couldn't come to the birthday party?
No, he was at the birthday party. On that.
He had already set his mind on what he was doing with his life.
I feel him on that.
You know what I'm saying? That same shit we talking about with that trust shit. He had to put trust that's going to be there.
But he knew, though, man.
He ain't know how he knew.
He knew.
But I'm putting goddamn four kids in you and self, but I don't know.
I don't know. So what about Noah had an idea? Y'all just said.
But that was saying y'all just
said. Y'all just said no clean slate.
But y'all just said clean slate. She might have earned it.
But you got to understand. Kanye.
You got to think. He probably didn't have no clean slate when he first came in. She probably earned it.
Okay.
That would have made a nigga feel like.
With you.
He knew what you know what's up.
He came in bucking on the Ray J shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that shit was going on. And so he knew about all this.
He knew what was going on.
Bro, that don't mean nothing because that happened.
That's what that mean. He marketed her as like, yeah, she did all this shit, but I'm accepting her type shit.
That's what I'm saying. And he was. Right. So if I done did all this, I'm gonna feel cross that we this shit don't that's not forever.
But how many times you think they might have fucked up with each other that they got to this point?
What you mean? Oh, yeah, probably a million.
I've been through this so many times, I'm just sick of your ass.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
Probably a million times.
You gotta get fed up sometimes.
Probably a million times, but every time they get it back together.
A real relationship. Yeah. Your mama with everything in his life. And he put all this trust in you. You don't turn on his ass.
But how is it that she got to be the one to turn?
That turn, yeah.
Yeah, this nigga decided to run for president.
She was in that kissing buddy and shit.
Bitch, sir, shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you. Yeah, you go get fucked. Whatever you do, bitch, don't do all that.
But all what? He was doing the same shit. All what?
All that. Bitch, you got my kids.
Thank you. That's the whole
thing.
I got an excuse.
I got a big part of it.
What type of mother are you being?
Right. The kids is with the fucking babysitter, bro. What are y'all saying?
But North shouldn't see this.
Right.
See what? You out here buying bitches and all their homegirls Birkins and shit.
Yes, she is.
Well, she shouldn't be on social media. That's why all these issues.
That's why he don't want her on social media.
What are you saying?
But before I bought them purses,
be on that shit.
Yeah, but nah,
he started it.
But
before I started all that, yeah. I just sung and said, I want my family back.
Nah.
That man was still begging before he started.
Who was the first one that put out?
He was begging while he still had a little bitch on his arms at the show with him and shit. He was public out with another girl and begging for his wife at the same time. What's she supposed to say?
That man invested, man.
I'm just saying, not even with them, but in general.
Ride it all the way.
Yeah, y'all confirmed this earlier. You kind of know what you're getting into. Y'all just said it.
I think she's just having a good time. He gonna get it.
They know what they're getting into. Everybody know what they're getting into. They have an idea.
I think she just having fun. He gonna get her back and ain't gonna want her for real then. Like,
Yeah. I can see that happening.
I just want to get you back. Just let you know I can get my bitch back.
Yeah.
And then you're not gonna leave me. I'm gonna leave you.
That's how it be.
That what he just feel.
She really
like,
gonna put that child support.
Man, he ain't been some bullshit.
Definitely accountability. My nigga Ye, he take all accountability for his actions.
We got us a little.
So how he not real? Just because I'm real crazy don't mean I ain't real.
Just because you don't like what I said don't mean it's not
true. Kanye ain't real nigga, man.
Facts.
Period.
You give it to him.
He do some shit. Everybody have flaw. He just, everything you see that this man do is public. I'm Kanye West.
Facts.
So y'all gonna take the shit that I do that's the bullshit and magnify that. And put that other shit in the box. Like, okay, you supposed to do that.
The nigga gangster too in the way. Let me tell you this. Man got on stage, took the trophy, saying, man, supposed to be going to Beyonce. That was gangster.
He ain't got no filter. No.
That wasn't gangster. No, he was doing that to a young lady. That wasn't gangster. But it wasn't gangster. That was not gangster. Like, he didn't go and take the mic. No. He didn't take the mic from Snoop Dogg or nobody. He took the mic from Taylor fucking Swift.
No.
He took the mic.
Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right. Yeah, that's what he was trying to show y'all.
Yeah, right is right.
Okay, wrong, right. Cool, we know Taylor Swift. I'm not saying he was right or wrong for taking the mic. Right. Now, he probably could have handled it differently.
I'm saying that wasn't gangster.
On his blog. I ain't saying that's gangster either. But what he was trying to show them folk, like, y'all just raw B.
Yeah.
That's
a black mom.
He stood up.
Y'all trying to make this shit
that's
dick.
He stood
they
up.
Make it gangster.
They won't act Taylor Swift.
They don't make it gangster.
I think what kind of make it gangster is where he was at.
Right.
Like, he was definitely the minority in that motherfucker. Like,
yeah. I give y'all that, I guess. This he gangster.
It ain't like no disrespect. It ain't like this no little mama shit. Little mama shit is kind of
gangster for real.
You think that was gangster?
Little mama was more of a moment than that.
Them niggas are gangster. Little mama better not try that shit no more.
Whoever
Jay-Z security was that let that girl get up there, they gone.
They gone, yeah.
They gone. Like, but Let a nigga try to get up there again.
Okay.
They gonna chill like Bow Wow.
No, bro. They gonna damn near hurt you. They gonna hurt you. They gonna hurt you. You run on that stage like all the heckler shit you need to be doing, bro. You gonna get hurt, bro. Right. You supposed to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, why you running, jumping up here running to me, bro? What the fuck wrong with you?
Nigga know who the heckler, dog. Nigga know who do that shit
to. Man, them nigga try anybody like that, bro. Anybody. I'm telling them different countries and shit. Cloud chasing. I done seen it, bro.
Yeah.
Them niggas run up there just on some, like, you know when you become the pop star with just you up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They running up trying to give you a hug.
Yeah.
They different.
That's what they doing. That was that what a heckler do. Niggas ain't jumping up there on no bullshit.
They love you. They try to run gear.
But still, bro, don't do that because you could be acting like you want to hug and want to slam me or some shit.
I don't have info, too.
Like, nigga acting like he's showing love and then do some sucker shit.
Yeah.
No, get back, bro. This ain't for that.
Yeah. We got a meet and greet tomorrow. Hit me
there. Yeah, you ain't finna run up on no stage, nigga. Because the nigga get right there and get close to you. He can do whatever he want to do to you. Exactly. Embarrass you. Huh?
I'm just saying,
but I'm stopping in the track. Stop.
Stop that right now.
Don't you pass go.
You don't see a nigga coming because they be blindsiding and getting near close and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that what it is. Yeah, grand
ooh, y'all get him.
He tripping. Y'all hurry up and get this nigga in.
Hey, we appreciate
where buddy come from?
What we call it, the fam?
Yeah, the fam.
We appreciate the fam pulling up for Big Facts Fridays. Y'all check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
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 You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.